From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. A Labor Day surprise today. John McCain's new running mate is going to be a grandmother. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin said in a statement that her daughter, Bristol, is expecting a baby in December. Bristol is 17 years old and not yet married, although the statement said she plans to marry the father. NPR's Scott Horsley is with the McCain campaign. He joins us now from Philadelphia. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Melissa.
And let's talk about this announcement today from Sarah Palin. John McCain's staff is saying this announcement is designed to counter internet rumors that the governor's baby son, who was born in April with Down syndrome, was actually her daughter's child. This is a very twisted story.
Yeah, that is a rumor that had been floating around on the internet for the 72 hours or so since Governor Palin was added to the GOP ticket, and the campaign said they wanted to tamp those down. So today, Governor Palin and her husband, Todd, put out a statement saying, quote, "Our beautiful daughter, Bristol, came to us with news that as parents we knew would make her grow up faster than we ever planned." They go on to say that Bristol has their unconditional love and support, and they say they're proud their daughter plans to keep the baby and marry the young father. I'm sure that will be heartening to the social conservatives, who have really been energized by the addition of an anti-abortion activist like Sarah Palin to the Republican ticket. This afternoon, James Dobson of the group Focus on the Family put out a statement saying that Palin should be commended for, quote, "not just talking about their pro-life, pro-family values, but living them out, even during what he called trying circumstances."
Governor Palin also talks quite a bit about abstinence education. That's a topic maybe for another time. But what do we know about what John McCain's campaign knew about this and when they knew it?
Well, the campaign says John McCain was fully aware that Sarah Palin's daughter was 5 months pregnant and that McCain viewed this as a private family matter, not something that should disqualify the Alaska governor from the number two spot on the ticket. It's interesting, though, that the question even arose of whether McCain was aware of this. There has been some second guessing about just how thoroughly Governor Palin was vetted before she was announced as his running mate. John McCain met Palin for the first time last winter, and they spoke by telephone a little over a week ago, and then they met again in person on Thursday when he offered her the job. The campaign insists that Governor Palin was thoroughly checked out and that there was a review not only of her financial but also her personal information.
Scott, there's another development today on a separate topic, and word is that Governor Palin has hired a private attorney to represent her in an ongoing matter that surrounds the firing of a state trooper in Alaska. Tell us about that.
Troopergate, it's become known in Alaska, and yes, the state is conducting an investigation into whether the governor abused her authority when she fired Alaska's Commissioner of Public Safety. Now, the commissioner had refused to fire a state trooper who was divorced from and in a custody battle with the governor's sister. This is all kind of a soap opera. Governor Palin has denied that she did anything wrong and says she's willing to be held accountable. This is another area that the McCain campaign says they checked out thoroughly before putting Sarah Palin on the GOP ticket. But today we learned that Sarah Palin has hired an attorney to represent her in the state investigation, and the results of that investigation are due out just before the November election.
Scott, what effect is Hurricane Gustav having on John McCain's campaign and the message on the trail?
Well, of course, they've had to scale back the GOP convention itself, and McCain spent this morning at a disaster relief charity in Ohio, where he watched as volunteers assembled care packages for hurricane victims, full of cleaning supplies and toiletries, and teddy bears.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley, traveling with the McCain campaign in Philadelphia. Scott, thanks very much.
Good to be with you, Melissa.